AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The military says it fired on Iranian forces and sank six small boats as it moves to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. The United Arab Emirates said it had come under attack from Iran. Rahman Kapoor is the captain of a ship who has been waiting for orders to move into the Strait of Hormuz since the war started in February.
Past few days, several attacks been reported on merchant ships once again. It is quite disturbing, and my crew morale is again, going down.
The UAE Defense Ministry says its air defenses had engaged 15 missiles and four drones fired by Iran. Authorities in the Eastern Emirate said one drone sparked a fire at a key oil facility. The British military reports two cargo vessels ablaze off the UAE. Stocks are lower at the close. Oil prices are higher. California says State Farm violated the law in handling wildfire claims.
California's top insurance regulator says the state is seeking millions of dollars in penalties from State Farm after an investigation found that the insurance company violated state law while handling claims from the 2025 Los Angeles area wildfires. The state's insurance commissioner says the department looked at 220 random claims filed to State Farm and found nearly 400 violations from the Palisades and Eaton fires. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Washington Post won the Pulitzer Prize for public service for scrutinizing the Trump administration's sweeping, choppy cuts and changes to federal agencies. The AP won the 2026 Pulitzer Prize for international reporting for an investigation into mass surveillance tools and their impact in China. Reuters won the prize for reporting on President Trump's use of executive power. This is AP News. The AP's Julie Walker reports former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani is said to be breathing on his own. He's been hospitalized with pneumonia and placed on a ventilator.
Giuliani remains in critical but stable condition at the hospital in West Palm Beach, Florida. Spokesman Ted Goodman says Giuliani's condition was exacerbated by restrictive airway disease attributed to his exposure to dust and toxins from 9/11. His hospitalization came after he was heard coughing last week on his nightly online talk show, America's Mayor Live.
We were reminded last night. Sorry, I have a bit of a cold.
And hoarsely told viewers that his voice was a little under the weather. Goodman describes Giuliani as the ultimate fighter and said he is winning this battle. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.